My next guest, Britton Johnson, via the Digis hotline. Great guy. Very funny guy to go golf with, but don't go golf with him if you're not ready to horse around a little bit. If you're too serious and you take your golf game too seriously, stay away from Britton Johnson. How are you, Britton?
I'm good. Don't take your golf game serious like Josh Grant and Jeff Johnson.
When you're as bad as me, you have to take it seriously so that you can one day get good enough so that you don't have to take it seriously.
No, you were bad, man. You were okay. I'm bad. And that's why I do have fun when I golf. That's why I don't get invited by Jeff very much anymore.
Well, that's because you stand on the hole with your feet acting like some kind of a backboard for the cup. And that's usually not what everybody likes to see. I appreciate it. I use the glass when I'm shooting three-pointers or whatever. Yeah. You know, ask my ward ball team. We like to do that.
Let's be honest. Isn't it ridiculous to take golf serious when you're playing for no money but just for nothing? I mean, come on. What? When it all comes down to it, that's a waste of 3 hours or 5 hours. If you're going to golf with me, you're going to get good stories. You're going to be entertained. You're going to laugh a little bit, and we'll fool around.
Maybe we'll
have a little game of front nine for a drink, back nine for lunch. How's that sound?
That sounds like a heck of a plan. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of struggled from the free throw line, didn't you, in your college career?
Yeah, I know. Jeff told you that.
No. This is relevant to the conversation we're having. I'm not just giving you a hard time. Because to me,
okay,
golf is like shooting a game-winning free throw, except you do it every single stroke. You've got to be relaxed, but you've got to be focused.
I, for some reason, had a hard time with the free throws. Even in high school, I did, I don't know what it was. I felt more comfortable shooting a three-pointer than a free throw. And I remember I met Jason Williams, the guy that played for Duke and got in the motorcycle accident. And he told me the same thing. He's like, if you look at him, he shot a better three-point percentage, I think, than his free throws. And he said, my three felt like my body was doing its natural motion, and I was using my natural strength. He said, my free throw, I felt like I was always kind of not just doing my regular like a pitching motion. And he said, I hated the free throw. He didn't hate the free throw, but he said he never felt natural at it. And I could sort of relate to that. I figured it out in my pro career, how to do a better job at it. I sort of changed. The other thing, Josh, is every time I missed a free throw, Majerus would change my form up. No, try it this way. Well, no, just try it this way. Oh, Britton, you're just a head case.
Britton, you should have called me. When I was dating your sister, you should have pulled me out into the driveway and said, hey, Josh, can you help me with my free throw a little bit? I want to shoot with a natural motion. But you were too busy worry about playing. You just wanted to play and have a good time, just like on the golf course.
Yeah, try having a good time and having fun playing with that coach, though. That's not going to happen. But you learn a lot, that's for sure.
You learn a lot and you win. And that's what it's all about.
Hey,
tell us what you're doing right now. What are you up to? I know you're on the radio doing a whole bunch of different things, but what are you up to?
Well, full-time, I work at a software company called eLearning Brothers. We build and help people build online training courses. So, I work with a lot of intelligent nerds that they would be okay with me saying that to them. There's not a lot of talk about NCAA tournament around here. A couple of the sales guys here talk about it. But that's my full-time kind of gig is I'm working with that software company, and it's a phenomenal company that just inked the top five, that just hit the Inc. 500 list.
Tell me, this is something I'm fascinated by because I love the psychology of sports. How is it that a team can struggle so hard and then you make a couple of slight changes and all of a sudden you're just tearing up the league? What is it with Gobert starting and Cantor being traded that made the Utah Jazz come out of their shell?
Well, it was almost a process of elimination, or addition by subtraction is the phrase I'm looking for, Josh. You've played with guys that for whatever reason, you don't gel with them. They're typically guys that are concerned about their own scoring, their own statistics. I don't want to tear Cantor apart. I mean, Cantor was a very nice guy to the public, to the media, especially when he played well. He talked to us a lot. He on the court though was worried about the wrong things. He was the stat book guy, and then I think he was concerned about his family back in Turkey seeing what it was he did in the stat column, because you know, you just never got the feel that he was going to buy into Quinn's team-oriented system. So you eliminate him, and then all of a sudden, Rudy, who I think that they have just made this early investment in, and I tell you, it was getting rid of Cantor was an investment to Rudy. Mm-hmm. And it was telling Rudy, you're our guy. We mm-hmm. want you here. We're investing all this time and minutes into you, into your development. And somehow putting Rudy on the floor has made Derek a better player. So Rudy's an ultimate rim protector, right? He protects the paint. The percentages are out of the roof. And then when Rudy's not in and you have Derek in, Derek's a pretty dang good rim protector himself. But now we found out that putting them both together, Derek can slide his feet and move and guard fours. And you can keep Rudy in the paint just swatting everything out of there. The big difference, Josh, it's the defense. Their defense is so good that when they play terrible on offense, they're staying right there to win ball games. Boston, they played terrible on offense. They lose that game by a buzzer beater miracle shot that will never happen again to Quinn. They lose to the Lakers because they just didn't pull their heads out and play down to the level. They've won a lot of games where they played horrible on offense, and then you saw the other night they play incredible on offense, and what do they do to a playoff team? It's an Eastern playoff team, but they demolish them. They destroy Charlotte. So it's all about what's happened with them on the defensive end. And I'll say this, I know I'm being long-winded here. The perimeter has played amazing defensive well. Quinn Snyder has the pick-and-roll defense, the bigs rotating. Sometimes they play that big protect big. Sometimes they go under screens. You can just tell they're dialed in on their game plan much more than they were before when Cantor was around.
And that's all dialed into the defense.
It's defense, yeah. You know, they're talking on defense, they're rotating, when they play the Spurs, you know, you're going to play the pick and roll different with Tony Parker, right? You're going to play under and force him to shoot that outside three, and then they want to return, they want to repick it and try to get him lower and more towards like the college three area, and then they trap that.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz are just, and I'm like, whoa, they just played a screen with two guys differently. They went under the first time, then they rescreened it lower, and they trapped it. And I thought, wow, that's discipline. That's what Quinn Snyder's bringing to the table. Corbin wasn't able to get that out of the guys. You know, Corbin's a great kind of just energy coach. Quinn's brilliant, man. He really is dialed in. And I think, and not necessarily brilliant, he's a hard worker and a film watcher.
Right. That's very interesting because that's quite a task to be able to switch like that just in midstream. But that's good. That's good to hear. It's good to see the Utah Jazz doing well. Back to kind of the Utah and the NCAA tournament and everything like that. You played in quite a number of games for the NCAA tournament. What's your favorite memory?
Well, look, I played in a lot of tournament games my freshman year, and as a freshman, being dumber than I am now and a very naive kid and not understanding what it was I was doing. I mean, I kind of had to have Jeff probably tell me, do you realize you're playing in a national championship? To me, it was fun because, Josh, there was a point in that run, in our NCAA tournament run, where Majerus knew he needed me on the floor. He didn't like playing freshmen. We both know that, especially freshmen that were playing amongst veterans that were smart, Doliak, Andre, Drew Hansen. You know, for me to come in and even sniff the floor, I had to play perfect. You know, whereas Van Horn started as a freshman, you know, and was on a horrible team and kind of got to go in and fill his way through. My story is so much different than his. But it came to a point where finally coach realized he needed me, and he just threw me in there and said, go play. Play our motion offense, don't think, and go be an athlete. And for me, that was the funnest 3 weeks of basketball of my life, just being in that NCAA tournament as a freshman amongst really intelligent guys, a point guard and Andre Miller. You know, when we made it to the Final Four, again, I don't think I grasped how big it was, but man, I loved it. I loved every second of it. I don't, you know, I just feel like it was just for an 18, 19 year old kid to walk around Salt Lake and have everybody so excited for you and happy for you. The Jazz were playing well that year too. We were kind of like mini rock stars, you know, and it was just a fun time of life. So that my favorite memories, obviously, I mean, it was 3 weeks of my life, and people every day want to talk about it still. So it was fun.
Well, it was a special time, that's for sure. And maybe you didn't deal with this just because of your mindset and the way you were. Maybe ignorance is bliss at certain points of your life, but How did you deal with the pressure of that first game, the very first time you ever went to an NCAA tournament? What did you do, and how did you deal with it?
You know, I think we played San Francisco up in Boise, and I just remember being so well prepared. That was the big thing, and I think, you know, Krestobiak and Tommy are doing a good job of this. I remember being so well prepared and having such a strict game plan. It gave me confidence knowing I had that. But my junior year, I was the freshman kind of going in with a different role. My junior year, we played Indiana in the first round. And to prepare for it, you know, I mean, you're going to be nervous the first couple minutes of the game. You just got to somehow mentally get yourself to remember it's just another basketball game. The only problem is that it's a really heightened game, almost mentally in HD, you know, in high definition. Everything mm-hmm. is everything, the detail of the game, the every minute is just going to be so valuable. And I kind of feel like college basketball is that way anyway compared to NBA, right? The NBA, sure. the first quarter of the game is a joke in the regular season. Nobody's playing defense. It's just everybody's kind of getting their rhythm. And then the playoffs come around and you see an astronomically different game. I sort of feel like, you know, the NCAA tournament is an even heightened, a more heightened level than what the regular season is. It's just, it's intense. And sure. to get prepared for it, I don't know, every guy did it different, right? But I just remember feeling great, confident going into the games because of how well we prepared. But definitely was always nervous before the tip, right?
Right. So do you get a chance to watch these guys play any now?
So Utah, I was up there, I think, 4 or 5 times this year, saw all their games on TV. I feel like this team, they've got a lot of good things going for them. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been able to follow them pretty close.
How do they compare to some of your teams you played on?
Well, just the freshman team I played on, Josh, I mean, maybe you'll argue with me. I think it'll be one of the best team Utah's ever had just because of the timing, right? I mean, people have to understand teams are great because of their timing issues as well. Like, we had Doliak Andre in their later years of their college career, right? And Hano sort of in the middle of his, Alex in the middle of his, me at the beginning of mine. I just think because we got Andre and Mike at the end of theirs, you won't ever find a team that was as good as that team. You know, and I know you were on some good teams too, age-wise, that probably made you guys that good as well. I wish this team had Jakob Poeltl 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you can just tell his inexperience is kind of the Achilles heel of the team. He has to be out there. You have to have him on the floor because he's so good. His hands are so good. His footwork is so good. But you also know that his mind's not there. The experience isn't there. I don't care that DeLon Wright's never been in an NCAA tournament game. That guy's such a cool customer. I don't think it's going to phase him to be in an NCAA tournament game. That's just my opinion.
Sure,
I think
I agree.
He's going to go out there and be himself. But some of the other guys on this team, you know, I think, and I point at Jakob because he's such an important piece. I think that they're inexperienced. They're a great team. They're fun to watch. Krestobiak and these guys have done an incredible job with them. I just worry about the inexperience part of it. I've got them going to the Sweet 16 against Duke, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do from there yet. I've got I think less than 24 hours to make my decision. But
yes, you have to do that. We got to jump to a break, but Britton, thank you very much for coming on with us and giving us your insight about what it's like to play in the NCAA tournament, as well as some good insight with the Jazz. That's always interesting to me. It's always good to see you. Let's make sure we get out there and play some golf as soon as we can, because I sure enjoy that game.
All right, buddy. Anytime, Josh. We'll see you.
Thanks, Britton.
Yep.